going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Parents, the question is this morning, how do you handle toddler meltdowns in public? That's got to be tough. And I feel like this is incredibly relatable. Mm-hmm. It, maybe you haven't dealt with this yourself or you don't have kids, but you've seen parents in public deal with this. It's painful.
It's really hard to watch. But it's like a car accident. You can't look away.
I've seen it dozens of times take place on an airplane. Whoa, can't do anything.
Yeah. You're trapped in a metal tube floating in the sky.
Here's the message from our listener, Jacqueline, this morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I have a pretty relatable topic for Parental Confidential. I'm a parent to a very spirited 3-year-old who has recently mastered the art of public meltdowns. Whether we are at the grocery store, a park, or even a family gathering, the slightest no can turn into a full-on tantrum. Now, I've tried staying calm. I'm offering choices and distracting my child with toys or snacks, but sometimes nothing works whatsoever. The stares from strangers make it even harder to keep my cool. And the other day when we were leaving Wegmans, my child had a meltdown because all he wanted to do was play with a box of Advil that I was going to buy, and I gave it to the cashier instead of him. Mm. He screamed bloody murder until we left, and it was just awful. How do your parents handle these moments? Thanks so much. 585-252-9800.
I mean, we're not parents, but I think my biggest piece of advice is pick and choose your battles, but also, like, don't give in at any sign of struggle, because then they just end up being spoiled brats.
It's terrible. The other Sunday, I was in church. Child had a meltdown, which that will happen. Mm. But the child had the meltdown when the pastor was speaking and delivering this, like, really intense message, and the parents didn't do anything. They let the kid cry. Now, wouldn't that typically be a situation where you would remove the child
Correct.
Out of respect for the person speaking,
Correct.
Along with all the people that attended Mass?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I mean, I understand when you say don't engage, but in this situation, you should have probably engaged.
Probably. Yeah. I would probably engage slightly. Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but when I had meltdowns as a kid, that was it. My father did not play. He grabbed me. He let me have it.
Dramatic now. I had a meltdown when I had the chicken pox, and my mom told. I mean, I don't remember. I have no recollection. But my mom told me that I was throwing my body on the ground and ripping the carpet out with my teeth.
Oh,
with
you are
your teeth.
You're munching on the carpet, huh?
Let's go over to that.
Let's see if we can offer Jacqueline some help here this morning. Let's go over to Meg that's weighing in. Appreciate any help on this one, you guys. Meg says, regardless of what I'm doing, I will take my kid and march him straight to the car and go home. I once left a grocery cart full of items because my 6-year-old wanted to have a meltdown because I wouldn't buy her Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oof.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
I have seen parents leave a grocery cart full. That's their food for the week. They were done. And just to prove a point, they left.
They'll come back for it later when they need it.
Wait.
Not if Helping Hands gets to it first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Did I tell you guys, this is so off topic and I want to keep it on the rails, but I was in Walmart the other day and I caught this woman stealing. Well, she got caught stealing and she paid for like half of the groceries and someone went up and was like, hey, can I see your receipt? She's like, yeah, I have to go grab a prescription at the pharmacy super quick. Bolted, never came back, left the item she paid for because she was going to get arrested for stealing.
Kid was still in the cart, left everything. Don't engage. This person says in all caps, do not engage. Let them cry. And if other people have a problem with it, too bad. I feel like other parents are going to understand, though. I think, and listen, when I bring up kids crying on an airplane, yes, it's extremely annoying. But the people that roll their eyes, it's like, what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do?
There's only so much that can be done.
You know, we're 25,000 feet up.
Right.
Chrissy says, I find what helps me the most is eliminating my anxiety. People are watching. People are thinking I'm a bad parent. But by locking eyes with the nearest person and saying confidently, with a smile, he's a professional paid actor to make others feel better about their kids, sometimes people laugh at that because they get it. But it helps me approach this situation more calmly.
Not you lying to the people in the grocery store.
I think that's a great approach.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's actually kind of funny.
You're making a joke.
Yeah,
you know,
that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
You're trying to put out a fire here. Audrey says, ignore, ignore, ignore. And if that doesn't work, leave the store. But that rarely happens. Don't feed into their toddler BS. Ignore the stranger staring. Most of them understand anyways.
This person says, have you had your child checked for autism, etc.? Autism mom here. And my daughter used to have full-blown meltdowns when she was younger, to the point where she was self-harming. Mm-hmm. It was hard to deal with the tantrums, but once we actually figured out what was going on, it made it a little bit easier. This person writes, I have dropped everything I've had in the grocery cart and left the store and made my kid calm down, and then we would re-enter when my kid was ready.
What happened to my groceries? They took it. They put everything back. Sometimes it just is worth the money to do Instacart. You know what I mean?
No. Actually, though. I mean, I've never done it. I'm too cheap. But, like, I heard it's worth it.
Speaking of self-harming.
Oh.
Oh?
Not the segue. Yes.
Speaking of self-harming, when I was a kid, when I had my meltdowns,
yeah,
I would inflict bane onto myself. So I'd go to my bedroom, I'd close the door, and I'd bash my head up against the wall repeatedly.
That makes so much sense.
Now everything's clicking.
For us, not him.
Not to mention,
wait, never. It'll never.
Not to mention the time my father accidentally threw me up into a ceiling fan that was on. Let's go over this person. One of my kids tried one time while we were grocery shopping. One time. And my husband took her out to the car, made her sit strapped in her car seat until she stopped. She was either 3 or 4 at the time, and she never did it again. None of my other kids have ever really thrown tantrums either, but they all tried at least once. I would immediately remove the child and leave wherever we were if they did this. Where are the parents that beat their kids? I don't see them texting.
No, they're silent.
No, they're not silent. Listening to this.
They know CPS Liz is a fan.
Yeah, CPS Liz listening.
This person says, not a parent, however, I do recall being a bad kid and my mom getting down to my level, looking me dead in the eyes and calmly saying, do you want to go home? And I was like, no. So I shut up and I behaved. So.
Yeah, because some of these kids, you can't just sit there and talk calmly to them. That doesn't always work.
Well, it's like, are my gentle parenting parents at?
This is them. They're texting in right now. We're reading their messages. Hi, guys. I just wanted to recommend two books really quick that are lifesavers. Tell That Woman to Purchase Tiny Humans, Big Emotions. Also, The Explosive Child, but make sure she gets the sixth edition. They're both extremely helpful. That came in from Rachel from Irondequoit. That's helpful. Yeah, thank you. Those are on Amazon. You can grab those. Sometimes reading does help. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is actually a good suggestion. I mean, when you think about it, most grocery stores are very overstimulating. So maybe that child just can't handle that much stimulation. I've seen kids in the grocery store wearing noise-canceling headphones, and they do help.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
That's literally just me walking around with my AirPod Pro Maxes. So.
And everybody's going to parent differently. It depends. But Jacqueline, I would grab those two books. Tiny Humans, Big Emotions, and The Explosive Child, the sixth edition.
Not the sixth edition.
You got to get the sixth edition. Thanks for the messages this morning, guys. We'll do another parental coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.